Yeah, the song is called Ungaro, and it's inspired by a Hungarian Gemeshi song, which I was studying with Beth Cohen for a little while, and we touched on a lot of Eastern European music, Turkish, Greek, and so the song emerged from some of my studies with her. Then, so I brought it to the table with Isabel. We worked out our parts, and then brought it further to the table with Carl Groman and Chris Brown, who we recorded the album with, and they wanted to do kind of like a, I don't even know, reggaeton kind of feel to it, and whatever they did, it, you know, it really brought a different edge to it and really came out nice. I'm really happy with it, and I just want to say a note. Who's joining me in studio today, the current version of Kopal.
Let's tell people who's here tonight.
Let's introduce everyone.
Totally.
We have Isabel Castelvi on cello, and we have Trip Dudley on percussion. He's playing cajon, dumbek, and kind of like a pandero, but it's a tambourine, kanjira tambourine. And Rob Chamberlain on drums and electronic drum pad.
Kanjira
what? Kanjira Electronics, to be specific. He has a great beard as well, if anyone's seen him live.
His
beard is pretty epic.
It rivals WFMU's own Scott Williams, I must say.
Oh.
You guys are going to have to have a...
We'll have a beard off.
We will.
And we have Lorenzo Wolf on bass, who really punches it home. He also... That's what she said. But he also has a really great bass cab that he brings on tour. And it has a great cover. We were commenting about it when we were unloading the tour van.
It's Bruce Springsteen's backside.
Yeah, it's Bruce Springsteen's backside. I don't know if Lorenzo wanted us airing that on
the
air, but he wears it proudly. And I got to say, we're the two ginger people in the crowd.
That's it.